using God's army. Yeah, it's a group on WhatsApp, and I've been a blessing on that group a couple of times, and he has also been a blessing to me. So, family, let's welcome Osofo to take over. Thank you so much. Can we welcome him? Can we welcome him? And before when as he comes, please, if there is anybody you can send the link to, kindly send the link to that person to join us, because tonight is going to be very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. So kindly send the link to let someone be blessed. Amen. Amen. Osofo. Osofo, please, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I do.
Okay. Please take over.
Hope I'm working.
It's a little down, so please, if you can speak up a bit.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening from my side. I think it's evening here, so I'm going to each and everyone for the opportunity to fellowship with all of us. And let me take this opportunity to thank the woman of God, Emilia, for opportunity giving me. It's an honor to be part of this great commission, and she's been a blessing to me over the years. We met about a year ago, and she has, I cannot put to words how much of a blessing that she has been to me and then to my ministry. And let me also take this opportunity to once again salute the great men and women of God, even in the house. And I really thank God for your lives. It's a blessing to, I mean, have people surround you. It is a blessing to have people not just surrounding you, because Jesus had a lot of people and a very jostling crowd around him. And there were people that only came around him because of probably what they might get of him. When he even had to do with the disciples, there were 12. But there was one that saw an opportunity to make money even out of Jesus. And there were others too who saw him and said that thou hast even the words of eternal life. And so it is not just enough to have people around you, but to have people that support what you carry, have people support the vision the Lord has given you. And I would want to especially acknowledge the presence of Reverend McAfee and the family, and the family of the woman of God, and everybody that has been fund. Sorry, please, I hope I'm audible now.
Yes, please.
We thank God. I pray that the Lord will bless us even for our consistency, even over the years. You see, there are people that will come and then they will receive just in a day. And I've come to understand that in every either organization, whether a church or any other organization, let me just put it that way. There are th three kinds of people, or category of people you will meet. There are people that are fans. They just love the idea of what you are doing. But they might not step foot there, but they may have heard of the church. It may be the church may be in their area. So anytime there is a service ongoing, this, I mean, they love what the man or the woman of God is doing. Oh, as for this school, we like the school. The teachers are okay. The directors and directresses are okay. But they themselves will not be part of it. They are just fans. It's just like the normal football lovers. We are fans. Probably sometimes the football club may not even recognize us, but we are fans away. We just give our support. We like the idea. Then you have people that have joined it as covenant members. And most times when these people, when we want to talk about these members, they are people that have come probably because of their needs. They know that there is something they would get out of the meeting. So even in church, we have people that have come in the meeting to receive a miracle. And that is absolutely right. But you see, the third category of people are what I call them the pillars of the organization. These people have gone beyond funds. They have gone beyond membership. That means that they are not really in the organization because of what they might gain or what they stand to gain out of the meeting. But then they love and they share in their dreams. That means that even if they are not blessed, once the ministry is ongoing, once the organization is flourishing, even if people are getting blessed and this looks like it's delaying, they prefer it. All that they care about is to see the vision grow and to multiply and to affect many lives. That means that these people are burden bearers. No matter what happens, they still stay around. So these are people that will make sure that they will commit themselves even to the cause. That no matter, come what may, everybody can leave. But like Mary, even when they decide to leave, Mary will decide to stay because she knows the vision. She knows there is a message that she's carrying, that the Lord will rise up even after the third day. And tonight, it is an honor, a very big honor for me to come before such noble people who are transited from just being fans, even beyond membership, and have come to the place of pillars of this great commission. And I'm so grateful to God for your lives. It is really, really an honor that I do not take for granted. And I believe, even as the woman of God said, and even by extension to the great oils present in the house, I believe that God will do much even in our midst tonight. So quickly, without wasting my time, I would request that we pray. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name even for tonight. To you, it is not new, and it is not a surprise to you that we have gathered tonight. Because even before time began, you orchestrated this meeting, and then you knew the purpose for which you arranged this meeting, and for this and for such a time, even like this, and that we are grateful for making it possible, even for us to meet, and for me to meet such noble audience. Father, we have come not because of ourselves. Father, we have come not because even for what we carry. For John says that for a man can do nothing except that it is given unto him, even from above. Therefore, we acknowledge that whatsoever thing we have, and for who we are and for what we are, is all because that you have given us the opportunity even to have them. Therefore, we join our heart tonight, even in appreciation, and that we say that, Lord, thank you even for how far that we have come. Thank you even for how far that you have brought us. We thank you for the unseen deliverances. We thank you for the unseen escape route, even out of the snares of the fowler. We thank you even for the opportunity and the ability given unto us each and every now and then, even to come into this fellowship. Father, this night is unto you and not unto us. For where two, three, or more are gathered, even in your name, you assure us of your presence, that you are there even in their midst. By this, Lord, that we are assured and we are confident that you are in our midst tonight. Lord, that we request
that you would do that which only you can do. We request that you would do that what you want to do, and that what you want to do is to bring glory even unto yourself and not unto any flesh. Therefore, it is our prayer that you would be glorified even in us, in the name of Jesus, that your people have come. We all have come with expectation. For your word says that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut short. Therefore, we pray that even as our present help in times of trouble, that you, Lord, will meet us even at the point of our need tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray for an encounter, a long-lasting encounter, an eternal encounter, an encounter that will live with us even for the rest of our days, that in the end we shall testify and that we shall declare and sing even of your goodness, that we shall declare and sing even of your mercies, and that we all with one accord even shall testify that indeed the Lord is God and that the Lord has visited us. As an evidence of your visitation, we pray that may we be transformed even tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray that let yokes be broken. We pray that let burdens be lifted, even in the name of Jesus. We pray that let us be healed of every sickness in the name of Jesus. For your word says that the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, a sign that you are there is that you, we are liberated. There is liberty. Therefore, we decree and declare, even by your power, that Lord, that we are liberated, even from any bondage, in the name of Jesus, that freedom tonight is our portion, in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, even for the outpour already. Thank you so much, even for completing this service, even tonight with us, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 We thank Amen. God. We thank God so much. Tonight, come forth. In the next seconds, I would just want you to unmute yourself. Let us speak even into the language of the Spirit. The theme, exekomai, come forth, is a strong thing. That means that we are calling things into being. It is a sign unto us that nothing that seems dead in our life is actually dead. Exekomai is a command that comes forth in the name of Jesus. In the next second, begin to blast, even in the language of the Spirit.
Thank you.
We started blasting in the language of the spirit, just like a bed that was laid, and there rested a man. I saw a man lying on a bed. It looked like that man has been on the bed even for quite a long time. But even as we're praying, I just saw something lift that man up. And it's just like when you are asleep and then it is time for you to wake up. It's just like I just saw the person rising up from the bed. It is a clear indication that there is a rising up. It is a clear indication that which was there is rising back to life again. It is an indication that the grave will not have power even over us tonight in the name of Jesus. That which is declared coming back to life even in the name of Jesus. That God does not just arrange a meeting. That the Bible says that he sent forth a word unto Jacob. And the Bible says that it lighted upon Israel, that it even transcended even through to the kingdoms of Ephraim. That means that if God is alive and is active, even in the midst of his people, even though that we are gathered and we may be up to a number 10, but sometimes to us, we are just in a number of 10. But in the sight of God, God is ministering to about 10,000 people, although that we are only 10 people gathered, but God is ministering to about 10,000 people. Why? Because within us are nations that are not yet up. Within us are nations that are not yet born. And because that God is a God that thinks of the future, because that God is a God that works even ahead of time, God sees stewardship in us, and that he gives us the opportunity to be present in a meeting so that we will receive something on the behalf of the unborn generation, that when that generation comes, they will be blessed of that which we had received. So in Psalm 44, David said something. He said that our fathers have told us. That means that the fathers experienced something. There is something the Lord left with the fathers. But then what God left with the fathers did not remain with the fathers. But what God did for the fathers was to be translated even unto another generation. And I can tell you that tonight, what we are about to receive is not just to us, but unto a generation, even in the name of our mother, Reverend Emilia, did justice to the theme. That was a fortnight ago. Tonight, we'll pray a lot. So, and since she has done much of the work in about 2 weeks' time, I will just even by the grace of God, go through the whole passage in John chapter 11, and I believe that God has a few things we would want to put down. And then afterwards, I believe that we will zoom into prayer. And one of the things that I would want the people of God to be aware of is that when the ministration is ongoing, in the book of Acts chapter 10, the Bible says that even while Peter yet spake, the Spirit of the Lord fell upon the people. That means that even as the word comes out, the word coming even out of my mouth, it is just like exekomai. There's something coming forth even out of me. That means that except that it comes out, it still stays even within me. So even as the word comes forth, it comes forth onto an assignment, and that I'll plead with myself and all of us that we'll be so attentive and that we'll be so focused on what the Lord is giving unto us tonight. And I pray that it would not just remain a thing, but I pray that it would be an experience, even in the name of Jesus. I pray that it would, that the end of this meeting would not be like, oh, and God was in this place and I knew not. No, we insist that if God is in this meeting, then we will know and that we will testify and bear witness indeed that Amen. God was in this place. No, the Amen. Experience of Jacob, the visitation that Jacob missed took him another number of years to experience God. But for us tonight, like Abraham insisted, that if you've come to meet me here, then do not pass me by. Like Jacob learned his lessons in the second time of visitation and says that if you do not bless me tonight, then I will not let you go. It takes people. The Bible says that since the days of John the Baptist, even until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence and only the violent take it by force. Tonight, we will take everything that belongs to us, even by force, in the name of Jesus. Come forth.
Amen.
Come forth. That means that something that is emerging, something that is rising up, mommy dealt with it so well. So I would not want to go so deep into it, but kindly go with me to John chapter 11. Let us start from the beginning and then let's proceed gradually and then let's see what God has for us tonight. Now, the Bible says that now a certain man was sick. That means that the Bible is speaking to us about the situation that he was sick. Until we read what follows, we do not know who the man is. The Bible only said that a certain man was sick, right? It says that named Lazarus. Now, he has been given a name to let us know that indeed it happened. That if he had a name, then it was an indication that it was real. It is something that happened. And he says that of Bethany, that means that he was not without a background. That means that if you should trace him, you will find out that he indeed existed. The Bible says that the town of Mary and her sister, Martha. Now, in verse 2, it says that it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her head, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Now, it is important for us to pick these details very well, in so much that if it was not needed, like the Bible wouldn't have added it to the profile. He said that it was that Mary. So the Bible was trying to bring our mind back to something that if we really want to know, because going forward, we'll find out certain contradictions somewhere, somehow, that at one point, the Bible is speaking to us about a relationship that we come to an understanding that it was not just a mere relationship. It was a relationship that was built on love. It was a very close and a cordial relationship. But then there was a twist somewhere where in the minds of men or in the will of men, even according to the understanding and the perceptions of men might find problems with it. That how do you talk about such a kind of relationship and still watch them go through such kind of pain and anguish? Now, so he says that it was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Now, the Bible says that therefore his sister sent unto him, that means that they sent unto Jesus a word, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Beloved, this is a twist. The one you love is sick. Where in the understanding of men would you be able to explain for men to get you that somebody you love can fall sick? And it is not just any other person, but the Lord Jesus, that we believe that if indeed that if he was the friend of Jesus, even as the Bible declares and did not hide the kind of relationship that existed between them. And he says that whom the friend whom you love is sick. Trust me, you can be a child of God and you are not exempted even from afflictions. The Bible says that not even the sinner, but it says that there are many afflictions of the righteous. The Bible puts it this way, to whom the Lord loveth, the same the Lord chastises. So the Bible said, even in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8, it says that though he were a son, talking about Jesus, he said that though that he were a son, he was the son of God. The Bible said that yet he went to anything. So he said that though he was a son, he said that he yet lent he obedience even by the things which he suffered. So he was the son of God and he was not exempted even from sufferings. So I just brought you word that you can be so close to the master. You can be so loving. You can be that friend of the master. But when you see afflictions come your way, it is not a message that you are not loved. It is not a testament that you have been dejected. You can be so close to the Lord and still go through afflictions. But that this is our hope and this is our guarantee that even if that we are afflicted, he says that the Lord is able to deliver him out of them, not all, not some. He says that, but out of them all, he watches even over their bones that none of them is broken. So he says that Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, the Bible said that he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. This sickness is not unto death. So we now see something different. That Lazarus was sick. Nobody mentioned death. It was Jesus that mentioned death. That this sickness is not unto death. That means that they were only seeking Lazarus to be sick. But there is something the Lord was seeing, that Lazarus will die eventually. But then he still insisted that this sickness is not unto death. That means that even if it ends up in death, it is to the glory of the Lord. I just brought a word of encouragement to somebody. Amen. Going through time. I brought a word unto somebody who is in a place of perplexity, trying to find answers to why things are swinging, even in his or her life, and seems not to understand. But I just brought you word that it is for the glory of the Lord. Sometimes this God you will not understand, that the disciples were walking with him, and that they saw a man that was blind from birth. And they asked him, Lord, who sinned? Is it the mother? Is it the father? Is it he himself? And Jesus looked at them and said that, you know what? There is a root cause to every problem. I understand from which point you are asking me the question. But for this one, it is for the glory of the Lord. Trust me, let me tell you, when it has to do with God's glory, God can frustrate anything just to be glorified. I asked myself, that Lord, is it how far you can go just for your glory to be revealed? Yes, that is how far God can go. He can even watch that you die for 4 days just for his glory to be revealed. Now, the reason why it is so is that God does not share his glory with any man. So you will have to watch the situation swing out of the hands of men, because to whatever thing that men can do, there is a limit. So even when he took the prophet even to the valley and he showed him the dry bones, he said that, son of man, can these bones live? The prophet was a representation of humanity and God was a representation of divinity. The dry bones was a representation of a situation that is dead and gone, a situation in the sight of men that is declared, depleted. There is no way out of it. Now he asked him, can these bones live? And the answer the prophet gave is that, Lord, thou knowest. That means that there are situations, there are certain times that God brings us to a place, a level, where he asks us, can these things be? And then men now acknowledge that they are incapacitated. God will not have to tell you that you are weak. God will not have to tell you that you are limited. The situation itself will send you a message that this one, there are things men can do, but as for this one, except that God is in it, there is nobody on earth that can do this one. So Nicodemus said to Jesus, that we know that thou art a teacher from God, and that except that God be with you, these things, the miracles that you do, no man can do. There are things men can do, but as for this one, men cannot do. And I brought a word, even from the Lord, that which men cannot do tonight, that is what God is about to do. And that is what God did in our midst, even in the name of Jesus. Now, the Bible says that now Jesus loved. The Bible was still emphasizing on the relationship. That because of time, I may not talk about relationships, but in this life, relationship is like a currency. There was a time I was saying something that we go around, go about our daily activities looking for money, but we forget that money is a person. I mean, money is human beings. The money we are looking for, what we are indeed looking for, is actually, is in the custody of somebody. Esau came back from the field, and Esau was hungry. Now, the reason why he was hungry was because that he didn't have food. But just because that he didn't have food didn't also mean that nobody on earth had no food. He didn't have food, but his brother Jacob had food. So it had to do with he contacting the brother to be given a portion of the meal to satisfy his hunger. Now, the Bible, let's continue. He said that now Jesus loved Martha. Because of time, we'll not talk about it. He said that now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. That means that none of them was hated. Jesus loved all of them. Now, when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days, still in the same place where he was. Incredible. Incredible. That a message has been sent to you, that the friend whom you love is sick. Now, the reason why they had to bet Jesus with the relationship is that when you are connected to someone, in fact, you attend swiftly to their needs. Anytime you find people, you are close to people, that means a lot to you. In a particular situation, you attend to them swiftly. So they, with them, it was in their belief that by telling Jesus that Lazarus, the friend whom you love, is sick, like Jesus will attend to the situation so swiftly. Let me tell you, it is possible. When they sent the message, the Bible says that when he had heard, that means that when it happened that Lazarus died, probably the sisters would be thinking, did the master hear the message? Did he really receive the message? Yes, he received it. There are times we all go into such kinds of situations. Did God really hear our prayer? Yes, he heard it. When you are expecting God to come so swiftly, it looks like God is delayed. And sometimes it is because that God does not work on our time. He works with his time. And so sometimes we are only behind because we are looking at our time. God doesn't see himself to be late. He always sees himself to be on time. So the Bible says that for he had made all things beautiful in his time, not our time. So when the angel of the Lord visited the man of God, Daniel, he said that even right from the very day that you set your heart to understand, he says that the heaven even released the answer already. So there are times that we may be wondering, is God really hearing us? Yes, the evidence is that he said that when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he abode. So it is just like it was his own decision. It was his own choice to abide in that place, even for another 2 days. Sometimes what you are crying out to God for, God is also not really hearing your tears, but he is looking out for his glory in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that then after that, that said he to his disciples, let us go into Judea. His disciples said unto him, Master, let us jump that, and then let us go to verse 11. He says that these things said he, and after that he had said unto them, He says that our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. How be it? Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he has spoken of taking of rest in sleep. That means that all along, like I said earlier on, it was Jesus that first mentioned death. That means that he knew the end of Lazarus's condition even before the sister sent the message. Beloved, God knows your situation, and God knows the end of your situation. And this is the assurance that it will not end like you are afraid of. It will not end like you are dreading. It will not end like you fear. Job said that that which I fear has come upon me. Tonight, I pray even over our lives, that our lives would not be the outcome even of our fears in the name of Jesus, but that our lives would be the outcome of what God has purposed and what God has designed even for us in the name of Jesus. When he says that, for I know the thought that I think towards you, not the thought of evil. The reason why the Bible had to bring that word, not a thought of evil, is because that there are things that God will allow in our lives. There are situations that we'll go through. There are things that we'll face in this life. If care is not taken, if the Spirit does not minister unto us, we might conclude that God thinks evil about us. So he first has to work on our understanding that come what may, no matter what you face in this life, no matter what comes upon you, still insist and believe my word that what I think towards you is not evil, but a thought of peace. And for a hope that I'll bring you to an expected end, and a hope, the expected end, and that the will of God will be made even over our life. The hope is that out of our lives, God will throw light even unto the next generation.
Amen.
He says that in thy light shall we see light. So sometimes God puts you in a situation knowing very well that there are people in your bloodline, there are people coming your way that are also in the same situation as you. So God will watch you go through, and then he'll bring you out as an evidence unto them that watch the life of this my son, watch the life of this my daughter, that this is what they went through, but I brought them out. Surely that I will also bring you out. So he says that look unto your father Abraham and your mother Sarah. He said that I called them alone and I blessed and I increased them. That means that God is assuring anybody that he has called alone out of nowhere. God called you with nothing. And sometimes you are walking with God and you are asking God, God, where are we headed towards? Where are we going? And God seems quiet. He's telling you that, you know what? There is an example in the Bible. There is somebody that I have walked that path with, even in the Bible. Yeah. Follow him. And you will understand where I am taking you. So the Bible says that, and he said to the disciples plainly that Lazarus is dead. And he said that I am glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go on. Let me tell you, God has a stake in your situation. Your situation is rather an investment of God. Look at Lazarus. Somebody that is dead. Lazarus is dead, and Jesus is telling the disciples that I am glad that I was not there so that you may believe. That means that even out of your situation, God is strengthening the belief system of others.
Amen.
No, your situation is beyond you. God is using your life for something. The Bible says that whatsoever things that were written aforetime, he said that they were written for our learning, they were written for our ensample, so that we through patience and the comfort of scripture might find hope. So God is making other people find hope in your situation. It is not like God is not hearing you. It is not like God is not seeing you. It is not that God is not aware of the situation. God is aware. But even as God is aware that it pertains to you, he is also looking at other people who might also come out of hope, even by your situation also. Let us proceed. Now, the Bible says that then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Now, the Bible says that then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave for 4 days already. When comfort comes into play, duration does not matter. How long the situation has stayed does not matter. Even the state of the situation does not matter. What matters is that Jesus is in the situation. Except that Jesus is not in, then we are troubled. But that Jesus makes his way into Bethany, then it doesn't matter how long that the situation has been dead and buried. It doesn't matter the state, if it has corrupted and it's yet stinking, that Jesus is in there, we are rest assured that indeed something is about to happen in the name of Jesus. The Bible says that now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem. That means that it was not for distance reason why Jesus didn't attend to them. No, Jesus, it was a very small journey that Jesus could have gone, but Jesus still stayed. When it is God, let me tell you, no matter what it is, when it is God, it is still good. If it is God, then it is still good. Joseph said that, but as for you, you meant it for evil, but God intended it for good. When it is God, evil turns out for good.
Amen.
So he stayed, not because he hated them, but rather he stayed because that he loved them. Right. Because of time, let us go. The Bible says that, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Let me tell you, when you are still, even in a situation, it is an indication that God is in it. He says that, be still and know that I am God. Martha went out to meet Jesus. Mary stayed still. And the Bible says that then when Martha came unto Jesus, he said that, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. We all can identify with her. There are certain things that happen in our lives. And then we are like, if God had come earlier, if God had visited this case earlier. But let me tell you, whether God comes on our terms or not, God is not too late and God is not too early.
Amen.
God is always in the name of Jesus. And I know, this particular place we've got into, if not for time, like would have stayed for a reason. But for time, let us proceed. He says that, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Look at what Martha has said. And then when you go further, you see the same Martha that is saying this, speaking in contradictory, like contradiction to what she had earlier confessed. That the Bible says that Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Tonight, the word is, our brother will rise again.
Amen.
That means that the world will rise again. That means that that spiritual gift that has laid dormant in you will rise up again.
Amen.
That means that that fire that has been quenched for so long shall rise up again. That means that gift in you that seemed dead and gone forever shall rise up again. That has fallen and it looks like that finance is depleted. It means that it shall receive life and it shall rise up again. It means that the ministry will rise up again. By saying that it will rise up again, that means that wasn't the state. It has seen the power of resurrection before, but for one reason or the other, it fell dead. But Jesus brings the word of hope that it shall rise up again. Beloved,
Amen.
Who said that God cannot bring even back to life, even the thing that seems dead, even in our life? He says that my brother shall rise up again. The same matter that said that even now I know that whatsoever you will ask God, God will give to you. After that, Jesus has said that your brother shall rise up again. Look at the same matter saying that I know that he shall rise up again in the resurrection at the last day. You are saying, you are the one that just said that you know that even right now, what whatever Jesus will ask the Father, he will give unto him. So why is Jesus telling you that your brother will rise up again? And you are also looking at the day of resurrection. Let me tell you something. When our thought is in full play, our belief, our faith in God is so important. That let me tell you. There is one thing knowing that God is able to do. And there is also another thing knowing that God is able to do, and he is able to do for you. It is not the same thing. You know that God can do. You have heard that God can do. But sometimes the issue is that we may have heard that God can do, but we do not believe that he can do for us. We believe that God can perform miracles, but the problem is that we do not believe that it can happen for us. But tonight, I brought you word that it will happen for us tonight in the name of Jesus. That our experience will not just be, will not just remain that we are, yes, we are aware that God can do it. We believe and we say that God can do it for us. Even now, he is doing it, even in our lives, in the name of Jesus. And Jesus said unto, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That means that to Jesus, he's saying that death is not the end. That even if your situation is death, where men see an end, he sees a beginning. Men have put a full stop. That is where God puts a comma, because he's about to switch. He's about to shift the thing. He's about to turn the thing upside down again, even to the amazement of everybody, in the name of Jesus. He says that though he were dead, that means that he is telling us and creating the awareness that it is true that the situation can die. But then don't buy into the idea that when it dies, that is the end of it. No, that is not the end. So the Bible says that time is not our side. Let me just run through. And he says that she said, yeah, Lord, I believe that thou art Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. He says that, and when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master is come and calleth for thee. He said that as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now, she arose quickly and came unto him. The Bible says that as for Martha, she went to meet Jesus, but Mary arose quickly and came unto him. Now, Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, comforted her. And when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily, went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Time, we will not talk about it. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, there's a difference between Martha and Mary. That all of them had a relationship with God. But you see, we all can be around Jesus, but our experiences will be different. We all can be around the Lord, and we all may not have the same knowledge. No. This was the same Mary, the Bible says, that anointed the feet of Jesus. Because going further, the Bible was about to bring that thing into play. So he says that, and when Mary got there, she fell down at his feet. Remember, this is the same Mary that when Jesus visited them, the Bible says that while Martha was going about, troubled about many things, this same Mary was seated at the feet of Jesus. Right now, the Bible is saying that this same Mary fell at the feet of Jesus. Mary knew something about Jesus that Martha did not know. Let me tell you, the outcome of our circumstances is predicated on the level of our knowledge of God. That what we know of God will come into play when circumstances look like beating up. She fell at the feet. We never read that Martha fell at the feet, but Mary fell at the feet of Jesus, saying, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. The Bible said, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, When Jesus, that means when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews also weeping with him was her, he says that Jesus was groaned in spirit. And was, it was not the case with Martha, but in the case of Mary, the Bible says that this Jesus was groaned in the spirit, and that Jesus, there is a woman that has learned how to touch the heart of the master. There is a woman that has learned that no matter what, I will choose to stay at the feet of the master and not to run in helplessly, even seeking for help from other people. Martha may have been with Jesus, but she didn't know certain codes deploy in certain situations. But Mary had a secret that Martha did not know. She fell at the feet of the master, and it moved Jesus. That Jesus groaned even in spirit, and Jesus wept, and Jesus asked, woman, I am not here to listen so much. Martha spoke a lot, but Mary didn't speak much. When you have learned to touch the heart of God, you do not spend time speaking a lot, because you know where to touch the master. In your situation. When as soon as Mary slept at the feet, Jesus was groaned. And this is the question. Jesus said, where have you laid him? I am not interested in the plain pictures. Where have you laid him? You have touched me. You have resurrected something in me. Where have you laid him? Tonight, the question is, where is the situation? Tonight, where has the situation been? He says that they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then the Jews, behold, now he loved him. Let us jump. And then the Bible says that 38, then Jesus again, groaning in himself, came to the grave. It was a cave and a stone laid upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, again, not Mary. Martha, again, the sister of him that was there, said unto Lord, by this time. This is Martha again, doubting. Even when Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Tonight, let us cast all doubt away. And then let us believe.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He says that, take away the stone. And he says that, Lord, by now he thinketh, for he had been dead for it. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou would believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Hi. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the voice, that they may believe. Let me tell you, if not because of the people around you who are asking that where is your God, God could have just done it in his own way. But for that the people would believe that your God is alive, God will have to do it in a way that will send messages across for them to know that your God was not dead. Jesus said that for because that the people might believe, then when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Mako Saliatai, Ipa do Saliatai, when the Bible says that, and he that was dead, that means that even though it was dead, it yet still had ears to listen and to hear the voice of God.
Hallelujah.
Your situation has ears to listen to the voice of God. That is why tonight we will pray, because your situation can hear your voice, and the situation can hear the voice of God. He that was dead, the Bible says that came forth, bound hand and foot with great blood, and his face was bound out about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Yeah, the reason why Jesus said this is that you can be out, you can rise up again and still have, around you, the garment of death. You can still come out of the death and still carry the clothes of shame around you. You can still come out of death and still carry the clothes of, the clothes of shame and reproach even around you. But Jesus is saying that if indeed that Lazarus is risen, then let everything around him prove that this one is risen. There is no evidence of death around him. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice, even as we start praying in the name of Jesus. That Father, in the name of Jesus, there is something that I jotted down. Sometimes when it has to do with coming forth, we come forth on an assignment. Sometimes some things have to come forth to change the narrative. Isaac had to come forth out of the loins of Abraham to change a narrative that Sarah was barren. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, we are praying that let that which has, and if you say that come forth, that means that that thing is inhabited in a place. But until it comes forth, you will not know that that thing is in existence. Until Isaac comes forth out of them, we never knew that in their loins was Isaac. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, we are lifting up our voices, we are praying that let any Isaac that must come forth of our loins, in the name of Jesus, change the narratives and to take away the reproach from us. Let Isaac come forth in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Oh, that Messiah. Sometimes we come forth.
Thank you, Jesus.
What comes out of us, what comes forth, comes in response to our prayers. So when Rebecca came forth, the Bible said that she came forth, that she was an answered prayer to Abraham's prayer that his son Isaac would find a wife. So sometimes what comes forth out of our lives is like a destiny helper. Sometimes what comes out of our lives is it comes to fulfill prophecy. So it was like Solomon was in the loins of David, but he was a prophetic child that he built unto God a temple. Whilst we were praying, because of time, let me add it. Whilst we were praying, I saw a watering can for irrigation. When it has to do with agriculture, there's something we call, there's something that is called the watering can that sprinkles water on seed. I just saw that watering can and was sprinkling water. It was sprinkling water on that. Tonight, somebody is being watered. somebody is being watered. We are praying that let everything that is hidden, even in us, let everything that is dead, buried, even beyond, the power of men, even has gone beyond the ability of men, in the name of Jesus, even we stand, even in the power made available unto us by the Holy Spirit, and that we call for our last love. He says that thy brother shall rise up. Let every brother in us that is dead rise up. In the name of Jesus, lift up the box and begin to pray.
Soft flocks like sheep.
And it looks like the sheep were scattered in a cemetery. Now, the sheep, the flocks, is the representation of testimony. You know, what is committed into your hands, when sheep, flocks are committed into your hands, they are your testimony. And for them to be buried in the cemetery means that there are many testimonies that have been swallowed up. There are many testimonies that have been covered. But in the name of Jesus, we command that let the testimony come forth in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Even as I am looking at a grave like that, I am seeing rocks even in between the graves. That means that it is not just the grave only that swallowed it up, but the rocks have also eaten it. But in the name of Jesus, I don't know testimony has been tapped upon and whose testimony has been swallowed up even by the rocks and even by the grave, but in the name of Jesus,
name
it is just
Jesus.
Like Elijah who went to the grave even with the anointing. There are dreams that have been shattered in the grave. There are visions that have been buried in the grave. There are testimonies that have been buried in the grave. There are babies that have been swallowed in the grave. In the name of Jesus. I don't know. I don't know who is expecting and who is praying and is waiting on the Lord for a child. I don't know who is standing for someone. But tonight that there is a grave that has been released for that baby. In the name of swallowed somebody up, but I just saw the water give up the person, and the person is floating in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow is the new moon. Whilst we were praying, and when I saw the person now floating on the water, I just saw something, a representation of help and rescue. And the word was clear that help has come. Rescue has come. Whilst I was just looking at it and was just hearing, I saw another thing. It was just like the opening of another day. And it's a confirmation that there is a new chapter open in the life of someone. There is a great turnaround that is about to happen. For those in ministry, there's a swift turnaround. For those having financial problems, there's a swift turnaround. There's a new dawn. The old is gone. The old Lazarus that died is gone. A new Lazarus has emerged. I'm praying for the needs of someone. I am praying for the needs of someone. The Bible says that, and there was a layman seated at the gate. People, Peter and John said, silver and gold we have none, but such as we have, we give unto thee. That in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He has Christ, he has legs. But didn't have strength to walk. So you can your business can have life, and so you will not have legs to function. But tonight, let your bones and your joints and your ankles receive strength in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From the crown of heads, even to the soles of our feet, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It says that if the power that raised Jesus, Radha la bashara, Father, walking faith. That means that before you would be able to do something, you need an assistant. But tonight, you will not need an assistant. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You don't need that assistant. But that you will do it all alone by yourself. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
For somebody having blood issues, it is attended to in the name of Jesus. Amen. It is attended to in the name of Jesus. It is attended to in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. It is attended to in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is attended to in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I begin to lift up your voice. And begin to thank God, even for
Even for tonight,
I just saw it. Whilst I just began to pray, I just saw a seal. It is like in offices, even in organizations, there is something we call a stamp. You understand? Like there is that kind of thing that we put in an ink, and then we stamp it in whatever document to confirm that it is accepted. I just saw that thing. It is a sign that it is certified. It is a sign
Amen.
That it is settled.
Amen.
Even
Amen.
Father, we thank you, we bless you, holy name, even for tonight.
Yes, Lord.
It wouldn't have been possible if not for you.
Amen.
And we thank you for grace made available. We thank you even for the lives of them that made it even to the program.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you. That their lives will not be the same in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
That you have stayed and have been kept in darkness, that your light has shone even in darkness, and that darkness will not comprehend it, even in the name of Jesus. That
Amen.
Your children
Amen.
Rise. Even from the prostrations that life circumstances have kept them in the name of Jesus. And
Amen.
That we thank you for we thank you, Lord, for bringing us forth, even from death. We thank you for bringing us forth, even from all afflictions. We thank you for
Amen.
Bringing us forth.
Yes.
We thank you for bringing us forth from even the reproach
Amen.
Of men. Even in our lives, that we thank you, Lord, even for making way, even unto the next generation, even through us, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the life of the woman of God, Emilia. The Lord, that I pray that you will have done the cause in the name of Jesus. Even for the
hands.
Even for the honor, even for her adherence and her obedience, even to the call, Lord, of her increase, there shall be no ends in the
Amen.
Name of
Amen.
Amen.
Immeasurable amount of grace shall be poured and shall be showered even upon her that we confess in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for the support. Of this ministry, that your Lord will continually uphold their hands financially,
Amen. Amen.
Spiritually, even in every facet
Amen.
Of your life, in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus, that they shall know no lack in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
That they shall be the presence of God, even in their lives. I pray
Amen.
For the day. Members that have been consistent over these 3 years,
Amen.
That Lord. Consistency be rewarded, even like
Amen.
Never before.
Amen.
pray that you, Lord, will meet your people anytime that they are in need. May you not be far away even from them. In the name of Jesus, let your life be a representation of your goodness and even your mercy. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every life joined even for the first time, that Lord, that let your spirit even meet them at the point of their needs. In the name of Jesus. For financial turnaround, Lord, meet them at the point of their needs. Meet them at the point of their needs, that I decree and declare that no weapon formed against them in any shape or form, in every moment and season, will not prosper. Any tongue that's arise against them, even in judgment, we condemn. In the name of Jesus. Let the fame of this ministry even go to the ends of the world in the name of Jesus. That even like never before, in the name of Jesus, that your name shall be a voice unto the generations and not a loss. In the name of Jesus. And I pray that even for all the graces of this house, Lord, even for the support, even in the spirit of me, Lord, I pray that you will also do for them even mighty things, even in their ministries, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, even for the tonight, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
From the woman of God to Reverend McCarthy, to every grace available on this platform, and to everybody that joined. My spiritual father is on the line. Daddy, I salute you. And a few people have joined tonight. My heart is full of gratitude. Thank you, Mama, for the opportunity. I do not take for granted. Thank you, everybody.
Amen.
Lord,
amen.
Amen.
Zofo, God bless you. God bless you
God
so
bless
much.
God bless you, Pastor.
Yeah, family. God bless you. Before we go off, our time is up already, but before we go off, there's something the Lord asked me to do. So we'll quickly do that, and then in some few minutes we'll be out of this place. There's a song the Lord laid on my heart throughout the day. Yeah, let's say from yesterday. And, you know, just bear with my voice, but I want you, as I sing, I'm just going to sing a little, but I want you to focus on God, and I want you to put something on your heart, okay? Because one of the things that the Lord told me for tonight is that tonight is the night of miracles. When we talk about miracles, they are not normal happenings. They are things that goes beyond the imagination of man, okay? That man cannot explain the scientific reasoning or any other reasoning. So as I sing this song, I want you to put something on your heart. If you can jot it down, write it down, add today's day to it. And I can tell you that God will come through for you in the name of Jesus. Just listen to the lyrics of the song and then meditate on it. Okay. I wish I could play it, but no, I'll try and sing it. Eratienyo nyambete tio Ama mame nyine unupi
Amen.
Efri sejo nyami onuna waka au Obe shira yena Amaya yen shira Eratienyo nyambete tio Mama, if we say Tonya me on Nawaka, oh, obey, see, Eradi wa kana ebe jina There's someone on the line today. I don't know, but I feel like telling us the mind of God. There's someone on the line. You're having headache, one side here, and it looks like the headache gets to one eye. Okay, and I want you to put your hand over there because the Lord is going to heal you. As you sleep tonight, you wake up with no headache. There's somebody on the line. You have, it's just half, I don't know, they will say it's migraine or whatever. That's the name they've given to it, but it's one-sided. It's like the left side of your head is aching you, and the Lord is touching you tonight in the name of Jesus. The Lord is touching you tonight in the name of Jesus. And whilst the man of God was ministering, one of the things the Spirit of God told me is that there's going to be a new location. People are going to move to another place. So if you are trusting God for a relocation, yes, that's the word. If you are trusting God for a relocation, the Lord has made it possible. In fact, the Lord signed it. It's just left for you to start packing, and the Lord will make it so beautifully in the name of Jesus. And whilst the man of God was ministering, I saw before he mentioned about Jonah, about someone in a belly, I saw somebody. You are in an uncomfortable situation because the Lord took me to the place where he placed Jonah into the inside the belly of the fish. And that place was not a comfortable zone for Jonah, because it is not for human beings to live, but he preserved him in there. You know, God has preserved you for a couple of months and is going to give you is going to spew you out into a better place where you'll be comfortable. Amen. Hallelujah. And when we started earlier, I saw three men. As we were praying, I saw three men running. Initially, they were monitoring somebody. But when we started with the opening prayer, as we spoke in tongues, I saw them running away. And the Lord told me that anybody that has been monitoring anyone on this platform, because you are here tonight, in the name of Jesus, the Lord is sending them off so that you be free. You know, there are some people, when you are walking, it's as if someone is walking behind you. And you turn and it looks like nobody is there, but you feel it so strong. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, be liberated in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be set free. When they track your feet, they will not see you. In the name of Jesus. For the Lord will cover up your footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus. He will blindfold them. When they are searching for you, when they are Googling for you, you will not be found, because the Lord has shielded and has hidden you in his pavilion, in his holy place, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And then I saw rearrangement. You know, we are not done with exocoma. We are not done with this. I pray God will give us another grace to come again with this word, because it's not totally done. Okay, I saw rearrangement. Okay, and the Lord says that he is rearranging people's life. He's putting things together. He's putting you in a place where, you know, when things are well arranged, it's beautiful. Imagine you enter into a house and the place is scattered. You feel like, oh, this place is not nice. But when you enter and it is well arranged, you realize that, wow, you see the beauty of it. So God is bringing beauty out of the life of somebody.
Amen.
Because he's arranging your life for his glory. That is why he gave the song I sang. So if you can sing this song, when you are done, you can just minister the song to yourself. And I believe that God will do something great. And this is the last one. I saw someone in your house. You have a noni tree in your house. You have a noni tree. And God says that he is visiting you with a miracle. In your house, you have a noni tree. In your house, you have a noni tree. And God says he's visiting you with a miracle. You know, something that you thought would not happen is going to happen in your life. Tonight, God has opened up, like he has given us a blank check. I want us to just dive into this this atmosphere and tap whatever we want to see in 2024.
Amen.
You know, amen. Some of the things, it's just a portal that has been opened within a space of 1 minute. I want to spend whatever you want God to do for you. You know, there's no limitation. There's no limitation. Within a space of 1 minute, you want to spend this 1 minute and just voice it out to God. If you can speak in tongues, feel free. Let your spirit pray out. Let the spirit of God pray out of you in the name. In just 1 minute. In just 1 minute. Let's lift up our voice. In just 1 minute. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hopefully the next meeting, as the Lord leads, then we say the mind of God. There's someone on the line. You are connected to a guy called Dennis. You are connected to Dennis. Okay. Is there anybody you have a close relation with Dennis, with somebody called Dennis? Please, if you can own a fine. If you cannot want to just pray over Dennis, and then okay, there someone said, I don't know, is Zoom user. Okay, I saw the feet of Dennis lifted. Okay, it's because he was stuck somewhere, but the Spirit of God lifted him up, and after lifting Dennis up out of a mire clay, okay, it's like, you know, when it rains and stuck in a clay. But this Dennis I'm talking about, the Spirit of God lifted him up. And after, he washed the feet of Dennis. And I pray in the name of Jesus that whatever situation Dennis is stuck in, may the power of the Holy Spirit take him out of that situation. And not just take him out, because after taking him out of that miracle, he washed the feet of Dennis. I pray that.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. I pray that his feet will be washed for him. You know, after washing the feet, nobody knew that he was stuck somewhere. You know, it's a total change. You know, God reinstated him to the original, because initially his feet were not in the miracle, but he got himself in the miracle. But when he was lifted, God brought him back to the right place he had to be. I pray that may the Dennis's on this platform be preserved in the mighty name of Jesus. May their life be preserved, and may the Lord elevate them to another level. May they testify the goodness of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. From time will not permit us, this is how far we can come. I wish we could go further today. I feel so graced to prophesy, but time will not permit us, so we'll just end there. I pray for each and everybody on this platform in the name of Jesus, that the grace of God, in the name of Jesus, come upon you. The grace of God that causes man to be glorified, I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord will glorify himself in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. The Lord will glorify. Today is 19th. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Lord will show himself strong in your life. Amen. In the name of Jesus, that whatever has been hidden inside of you will come forth. Any miracle, any breakthrough, any testimony that you are supposed to receive from God that has been kept away from you in the name of Jesus. By the word of God, we decree and we command it to come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, may jobs come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, to anybody connected to the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that has to be honored. In Jesus' name, it is time for you to be honored. In the name of Jesus, we pray for that oil of honor upon you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Family, God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, women.
God bless you too,
woman of God. God bless you.
Tonight is a blessing. I want to thank God for